You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Tuesday, this week, Harry Sharma died. Harry was a longtime supporter of Red Eye and a personal friend of Mordecai's. Mordecai wishes to share with you his words of respect for Harry.
Harry Sharma came to Vancouver in 1968 to begin teaching at Simon Fraser University in the Combined Department of Political Science, Sociology, and Anthropology, PSA. He immediately became an active part of the vibrant movement whose goal was to democratize the conventional authoritarian structures of university administration and to recenter intellectual life around critical perspectives that envisioned an alternative to our confining social and political order. I, too, was a member of the rebellious PSA faculty, and that is where my friendship with Harry began. After a difficult struggle, the provincial government and the university administration finally smothered those moments of creativity, the collective struggle to liberate thinking and unlock human capacities. Many of the faculty were fired and many of the students dispersed. Harry survived the purge, and for all the decades until his retirement, he remained a supportive comrade to those of us who were driven out and to the cause we all championed. Harry was an internationalist, an ardent anti-imperialist. It was fitting that in his last moments of life, surrounded in his living room by several of his intimate friends, the Internationale, the revolutionary anthem first penned in French, was sung by a dear friend in Bengali, one of the numerous languages of India, Harry's homeland. The toiling people of South Asia and the conditions of South Asians who had migrated, as Harry had, to British Columbia, always were at the center of his concerns, intellectually and politically. The story of the efforts to organize the Canadian Farm Workers Union cannot be told absent the name of Harry Sharma. The story of the efforts to drive the racist Ku Klux Klan from the Lower Mainland, a KKK intent on physically assaulting South Asians, cannot be told absent the name of Harry Sharma. Harry also was a driving force in the creation of IPANA, the Indian People's Association of North America, and subsequently of SANSAD, South Asian Network of Secularism and Democracy. This organization has been dedicated to opposing the destructive and expanding force of religious sectarianism and communal conflict, most often directed in India, against Muslims. Red Eye interviewed Harry a number of times about issues related to his political organizing, and he often facilitated interviews with activists in India or with Indians, Pakistanis, Nepalis who were visiting Vancouver, whose public meetings he continuously was involved in organizing. When the distinguished novelist and essayist Arundhati Roy was writing about the popular rebellion in Kashmir, it was Harry who arranged a Red Eye interview with her in New Delhi. Harry already was deeply ill with cancer when friends organized a celebratory banquet on his 75th birthday last November, and published in his honor a book of essays and personal appreciations, along with photographs Harry had taken and developed, and stories and poetry he had written over the years. That excellent book is titled Celebrating Life in Struggle, a Tribute to Harry Sharma. Harry mobilized his limited energy to attend and enjoy the occasion. A conference discussing the legacy of revolutionary movements in the 20th century, particularly in China, also was organized in conjunction with the birthday. Even as his energy waned, Harry asked for collections of short stories to read, for he so enjoyed them. and through television, he became attached with a fresh delight to the character of Hercule Poirot, Agatha Christie's impeccably dressed and always successful murder detective. Then this too dropped by the wayside. But not Hari's smile. On Monday, when I last visited him, though he was in and out of consciousness, whenever his two loving caregivers joked affectionately in Hindi or Punjabi as they comforted him, there was his smile. Hari died late Tuesday afternoon. According to his wishes, his ashes will be scattered where the three oceans merge at the southernmost tip of India. A memorial service will take place tomorrow, Sunday, at 3 p.m. The location is Riverside Funeral Home and Crematorium in Delta. It's just off River Road. The address is 7410 Hopcott Road. And we played at the beginning, in tribute to Hari, Paul Robeson singing Alfred Hayes' tribute to Joe Hill, mainly because it expresses confidence, which Hari retained to his death, in the continuation of people's struggles for their emancipation.